I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. I am so excited for my next guest. Excuse the voice. I was having a little too much fun over the last few weeks on some girls' trips, and so I lost my voice, feeling fine, but I just definitely, hopefully, will have my voice throughout, but we're not really going to be hearing from me anyway, so we're going to hear from Dr. Michelle Dulake, who is the incredible founder and CEO of a great pet brand called Farah Pets, and we're going to hear all about this all-natural pet supplement company that offers the highest amount of active ingredients on the market in a pet supplement brand. The company's making an incredible splash in the pet industry and was recently acquired by General Mills in late 2023. And I just cannot even wait to hear from Dr. Michelle about everything that she's doing with Farah Pets. So without further ado, before I totally lose my voice, Michelle, welcome.
Hi, it's so nice to see you, Kara. Thank you for having me.
Super excited to have you here too. So I think it's just warming up more than anything else. So very, very cool. So very excited about your product and Farah Pets. Can you talk about the backstory and sort of how did you get the idea? You are a vet, so that, I guess, starts there. But talk to me a little bit about what you were seeing.
Yeah. So, ever since I was a little girl, I definitely loved animals, always wanted to be close to them. My parents said even when I was a little toddler, I'd see a German Shepherd barking at me and I'd still want to go over there and give it a hug. So I've always been obsessed with animals. And so I did my undergrad at UC Davis, went to veterinary school at Western and University in California. And when I came out to practicing, I really started to, see pet parents wanting more than just Western medicine for their pets. So I actually got really interested in holistic medicine. I went and got my acupuncture license for dogs and cats. And I started practicing acupuncture and really seeing a positive difference in pets. I had one case that a dog fell down a flight of stairs and she became paralyzed in her back legs and the owner couldn't afford doing back surgery and she wanted to euthanize. And I said, no, we cannot euthanize your dog. We have to try, Eastern medicine. Let's try some acupuncture. Yes, we can add in a little bit of a steroid, but let's just try it. And so we tried acupuncture for 3 months and her dog started walking and she was just crying, just I couldn't believe her eyes. And so I just think that, there's such a lack of learning about Eastern medicine in vet school because you're just learning all the Western therapies. You're learning about prescription drugs. And so I think that, Eastern medicine has been around for centuries. And, why not just try to incorporate it to make sure that we're using the best of both worlds to really promote longevity in pets' lives. And so I looked on the market to see if there were any supplements that had, Chinese herbs and things like that to help with in conjunction with my acupuncture. And I really didn't see a brand that I liked that had effective dosing, organic herbs, no fillers, things like that I really wanted for my pet parents. And so when I didn't see that on the market, I reached out to my good friend, Emily, who we've been friends for over 25 years. She was actually already working in the pet space. And we've always kind of bonded over our love for pets. And we always kind of wanted to do something in the pet space together. And so we decided to start our own supplement brand, not really knowing much about it. We're like, let's just create something and see what happens. And so I was still working full-time as a vet. She was working for her other job. And we just, went out. We found suppliers, we found manufacturers. Everything that I create is custom formulated. We don't, reach out to any manufacturers and say, let's just do whatever white label formula you have. No, I'm handpicking each ingredient. Because of my vet background, I can have effective dosing and making sure that, the product is really clean. And so I based our catalog off of the cases that I was seeing in the vet clinic. You know, I'm not just creating random products, and I'm not here to make hundreds of SKUs that are very confusing for the pet owner. I really want to make a curated catalog that really will make a difference in the pet's lives. So back in 2017, when we started out, I actually thought, okay, everybody, the top concern is hip and joints, like arthritis. You know, everybody wants to treat arthritis. So I thought at that time, okay, everybody has a soft chew. So we actually launched a soft chew, a hip and joint soft chew back in 2017. And, you know, things were fine. I was still working in clinics. But then I just realized, like, that really isn't true to like who I am and what I want, you know, what I want to do. And so we decided to kind of pivot, and we created only powders, no fillers. So we only have powders, capsules, and oils now to really make sure that they're getting the right amount of milligrams in the dosing that we have. And so we, you know, then created our first powdered product, which is our prebiotic and probiotic together. And it was the only USDA organic prebiotic probiotic on the market for dogs and cats back in the day.
Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now. Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options: keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart. Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part, each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand, as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years. Helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
So in 2018, when that came out, you know, we really started to see pet parents really interested in gut health. And, you know, we all know that the immune system is really big in the gut. 70% of our immune system is in the gut. So probiotics and gut health is essential for the immune system. And it really connects with the rest of the body. It affects your mood, your brain. It affects, you know, your kidneys, your liver. So I think that interest in gut health has been growing since we started, and it really just resonates with people. So we came out with that, and then each year kind of after that, we came out with one or two products. And you know, it takes me time to really launch a product. I want to make sure that it's like perfect, the ingredients are good, the effecting is right, it's palatable for our pets. So you know, we slowly kind of came out with one to two products a year. And mind you, like, we are bootstrapping everything. We are barely paying ourselves anything. We are shipping things from our house in our garage. Like, it's all the fun stuff that all the founders do, you know? And I'm a vet, and I'm trying to learn how to do marketing, and I'm starting an influencer program, and I'm just like sending products, like, please, like, repost, you know, like, share the word. And so we kind of grew through this like influencer community that we built over the past 6 years. And now we have hundreds of influencers on this wait list that are just waiting to like try our product and wanting to work with us. So we really have like a loyal influencer community. And I also had to learn, you know, Google ads, Facebook ads, Amazon, like Chewy stuff. Like, it's been a wild ride to kind of learn all that stuff, but you know, it's gotten us to where we are today. And, you know, about 2020 in 2020, I realized that, you know, I'm not sure that I can keep working in clinics while running this company. And so I actually found out that I was pregnant in 2020, like the week of the lockdown, of the shutdown. And I remember, as an essential worker, I went to the vet clinic, and you know, masks were not in effect yet, and someone coughed on me. And I was like, I don't know what COVID is. I don't know how scary this is. And I had just had a miscarriage like a couple months before. So I was very anxious. So I said, This is a sign. This is the time. I'm going to go all in on Farah and just focus on e-commerce. And so that's what we did. We just went all in 2020. We both quit our daytime jobs. And that's kind of when we really noticed that, you know, we were growing and people were really interested, and we were getting really good feedback. And so in 2022, you know, we still weren't really looking for an investor. I mean, people would reach out to us. We were profitable every year. We didn't really need the money, but to really grow, we were open to it, you know? And so we found one woman investor who was, you know, introduced to us, and we thought she was the perfect fit. So she came on in 2022, and then that really allowed us to really grow our team and kind of take Farah to the next level. And so the following year, so 2023, we had our first trade show, and we went to Global Pet Expo in Orlando. And it was a huge success. We had tons of investors wanting to work with us. And that is actually where we met General Mills, their venture arm. And so they have two different types of venture arms. One is 301 Inc., which is more of a minority investment arm. And then they have Gold Medal Ventures, which is majority or acquiring 100%. So when we first met with them, it was the 301 Inc., you know, side. So we thought, okay, they want to do a minority investment. And then the more that we got to talk with them, you know, we realized that it was a pretty good fit. And so we continued to talk with them. And then they were the ones that said, you know, we actually think that you guys are such a good fit that we want to transfer you over to our Gold Medal Ventures arm. We would like to buy you 100%. And I, at the time, was not looking to sell my company. You know, I just started it 6 years ago. We're still in the infancy age. And so I said, you know, I have to think about it. And obviously they're a big company. It's a huge corporation. Yeah. They have nine brands that are making over $1 billion. Like, I'm like, what are they going to do to us? Like, how is this going to work? And I was very skeptical in the beginning, but I feel like a lot of our values aligned. And, you know, we, after getting to know them, I think I was just excited to learn that we shared very similar values and that we were very much aligned. And so the things that they were looking for in a supplement brand was, I think, they were looking for a vet founded company, not really vet. Mm-hmm. They don't want products that are like vet approved. They wanted a product that was vet created, vet formulated, just because mm-hmm. you have more effective dosing and things like that. But they were also just looking for things for our company to really do the right thing. So, you know, we also follow like human supplement trends closely. I stay very up to date with innovative and effective ingredients. We are very, you know, you have to have safety and compliance. And so it was very obvious to them that they needed a brand that was approved by the NASC, which is the National Animal Supplement Council. And so we get rigorously audited by them every other year, and we bear the NASC seal on all of our products. So that was definitely a must have. And we're also very transparent as a brand. It's a huge part of our identity. And so on our website, we actually share where all of our ingredients are sourced. We have a COA lookup tool where customers can actually type in the lot number and they can actually see, you know, what third-party testing we have, heavy metals, microbials, things like that. So they have visibility into all of that to make sure that it's their safety and potency. And so I think that they were also looking for a brand that had sustainability at the forefront of their mind. And so we are very passionate about sustainability. We really make it at the forefront of all of our decisions. And we are accredited members of the Pet Sustainability Coalition. And we had to go through a testing and some, you know, accreditation program to get that. And we actually launched our first impact report last year. And because of that, they made us a top performer for 2023. So that also was a part of it. And then I think they just really wanted to find founders who were just really passionate and authentic about why they were doing what they were doing. Not just like, here's what we do and how we do it, but the why behind it.
Yeah.
I think it really came across to them that they wanted, you know, a pet brand that had founders who truly believed in the products and didn't just, you know, create the brand to make money, because that's what people do. They know that the pet space is hot. And they're joining in because they know that they can make, you know, some money. And that's just not how me and Emily started it. We really saw a gap in the market. And that's really why we started Faro, was because we knew we could make a difference. So that's kind of a story.
Yeah. No, I love it. Thank you so much. So was it just you and Emily? And were there other people involved when you were... I guess when you were first starting, you were doing everything in addition to having your own practice. But how big did your team ultimately get before you guys were acquired?
Yeah. So it was just me and Emily for the first 5 years, which is really insane to think about. And then when we first got our investor in 2022, we hired four roles. I should take that back. When it was just me and Emily, we did have a social media manager that lived in Canada and a customer service rep that lived in Mexico City, but they were, you know, they weren't full-time employees. And then when I brought on the investor, we hired four full-time employees. So there was six of us plus two, you know, part-time.
So pretty lean team all the way till the end. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. So were you surprised as a vet? I mean, obviously you had seen some of these supplements. I'm sure some of the pet owners would come to you and say, you know, should I give my pets these products? Or were you kind of surprised at how limited it was and like how clean some of the products that were out there? I found when I was launching my company Hint, that's what I was like, oh, you know, I'm not looking for those products. So I just hadn't really paid attention as much to the industry, but I was like shocked at how many things in my case were calling themselves water when they weren't water at all. They had tons of sugar. They were probably mm-hmm. closer to like a juice drink or a soda than they were water. But were you pretty surprised at the stuff that they were putting in that didn't really need to be in some of these products?
Yeah, I was very shocked by, you know, the fillers that were in these soft chews. And also the dosings, they really frustrated me. I mean, people are spending mm-hmm. tons of money on for their pets, thinking that these products are going to make a difference. When I look at the dosing and it's not even half of what it should be to actually make a difference. So I think that's what frustrated me the most. I'm like, oh, these pet parents, they don't know. And they're just buying these products and there's just like a quarter of what should be in there. So like, it's just a waste of money at this point, you know? So I felt really passionate about making sure that the dosing was really effective and that the products had, you know, the best bioability to really be absorbed and make a difference. And so I don't know. I just came into the space thinking I want to do everything right. I want to make sure that everything is as clean as possible and making sure that they're really going to make a difference for the pet. And I think that that came across to our customers and to General Mills and all the other investors that we talked to. And so it's just been a great journey because now that people can see how authentic we are to the why we're doing it, it's just, I just see such potential growth for us, especially now with General Mills behind us. You know, I just really wanted to get into the homes of all pet parents in America. And I really think that they're going to help us do that.
That's amazing. So when you first launched, you talked about the pre and probiotic product, but how many SKUs did you actually have initially?
So we, before pre-General Mills, we only had about, actually, so up until last year, we have 18 SKUs now. Last year was a big year. After we got that for initial investor, we launched 8 products last year, which was a lot. When I think back, I'm like, that was a lot. And before that, it was only about 10. So 10 products in 5 years, which, you know, was pretty good actually for just me and Emily. I feel, And I really just try to look at the body systems and like how I can effectively make a difference. So you have dogs with, you know, heart murmurs and heart disease. So I really wanted to create that cardiac support. You know, you have dogs with skin issues and even like arthritis. So I wanted to make the fish oil for skin support, but also anti-inflammatory for joints. So I look at each body system and I think, okay, what's the best natural way to approach this body system? And that's kind of how we created each SKU.
That's so interesting. And so do you like literally divide it when you're looking at dogs, like which products are best for them? Is that how you look at it? Like the hip versus cardiac versus like skin issues? Or can you actually divide it into like 3 different, you know, types of animals, I guess?
Yeah, you can look at it by breed, definitely. So like usually it's larger breeds that need hip and joint support. Mm-hmm. And then you have, you know, different breeds like Cavalier. I don't know if you know what a Cavalier King Charles is, but you know, over 50% of them have a heart murmur by the time they reach the age of 6. So I really, you know, made this with that breed in mind. And so there's all different types of products that we have. You know, we have hip and joint, fish oil for skin and coat. We have our probiotic for gut. We have our mushroom blend, which I'm very, very obsessed with because mushrooms are like trending on the human side. And we came out with this in 2021 and it is just booming. And mushrooms are huge, huge for immune support, but they're also really just great for all different body systems. They can really positively affect your liver, your gut, your brain. They work as adaptogens and they really just find what is needed in your body and they can really make a difference there. So I've had, you know, I was at a vet conference just yesterday and a random vet came up to me and said, you know, I started using your product on the mushroom blend on my dog and my dog has mast cell tumors and he gets them all the time, every month. And I have to go and do surgically remove the mast cell tumors. So I was looking for an immune product and I came across, you know, your mushroom blend. And ever since I started giving it, my dog has not had one mast cell. And I'm just like, you know, it just, this is a natural option that is there. And we just need to get the word out about it, that there are natural ways to help, you know, promote different body systems. And so I think, mushrooms are great and we have our bladder support. We have liver support, calming, you know, calming's a huge one. And then we actually came out with a topper line last year, which is goat milk based. So it's a goat milk powder, but we actually added active ingredients to make it easier to give your pets, supplements. So it's very palatable. It tastes like cheese. Pets love the goat milk and people are getting really creative on how they're giving supplements to their pets. So they're either, you know, just putting the powder on their food or they're mixing it with water and making it into goat milk, or they're putting it into like a freezer, like silicone treat, and then they'll freeze it and give it as like a treat later. People are getting very, you know, into different ways of giving their pets supplements and just treats in general. So it's a very fun and exciting time to be a pet parent also, because you're really involved in like how you feed your pet. And it's exciting. You're like bonding with your pet, you know, giving them, you know, fun things. So I'm just really excited for where the pet space is, the pet supplement space is going, and how much we're going to grow and make a difference in pets' lives.
I love it. So I always naturally assumed that this was primarily made for dogs, but is this good for cats as well?
Yep. So all of our powdered products are for cats. The only one that is for dogs is our hip and joint soft chew, which, you know, we haven't made any more soft chews after that. We may in the future, because that we have found, we're looking into ways to make a good soft chew with better inactive ingredients. So that may be in the future. But all of our powders and oils are for dogs and cats. And there are cat owners love the goat milk toppers. They love the mushroom. They love the fish oil, the probiotics. I mean, you know, I think cat owners are, we need to watch them closely, because they really care about their pets, their cats yeah. too. And they're going to start supplements to their cats. So
I love it.
It's a good space.
So when you started selling, you were selling online initially. Were you also selling in vet offices? How did you get the word out about what you were doing?
Yeah. So we're mainly e-commerce. So over 70% of pet owners, they only buy supplements online. And I think it's because with supplements, it's not like you're going to a pet store and you like see a cute treat or like a fun treat or toy. And it's like a quick buy. I think with supplements, people need multiple touch points before they are bought into the idea of what they're actually buying. So a lot of people, they see things online and then they kind of have to come back to it a couple times. So 90% of our business is actually e-commerce, which I think actually General Mills liked, because they knew that that's where people were buying pet supplements. And so getting out the word out there on e-commerce, I think influencers have a really big part of this. If you can actually win the trust, not just like work with, you know, a couple influencers here and there. We got a lot of influencers to work with us just because they loved our products and they were posting for free. It's just word of mouth. And so I think word of mouth is huge. If you're hearing from a friend, or if you're hearing from, you know, a family member, and even some vets, like they will just spread the word. And that's kind of how we got known. It was very organic in the beginning, because our products just really resonated with people. And then after that, it's kind of, I don't know. I think we kind of also got lucky with timing with the probiotic, because our probiotic really grew on Amazon. Like I don't really have like a magic reason why it did well. I know that the formula is good and the product is great and probiotics are, you know, big, but we really started to grow on Amazon for our probiotics. And so I think, you know, doing certain advertising too on Amazon and Facebook and Google, those type of things, like that helped us. But I really want to give a big, you know, thank you to all the influencers that we work with that just trusted us from the beginning. I'll give a shout out to one of our favorite influencers, dog named Stella. She has been with us from the beginning and she loves our products and we love her. And she definitely helped us a lot out in the beginning.
I love it. So what were some of the biggest obstacles you faced when you were first getting Farah out there?
I think for me, it was more on a personal level. I think, you know, it's always hard to like start a company and, you know, you don't really know where you're going. And you're just kind of seeing what, you know, the day-to-day brings, and you're just learning how to create an e-commerce company. But I think on top of that, you know, I also was growing my own family. And so I've had two kids since I started Farah. And I think for me, I still struggle with it daily, you know, like the split of time between like my kids and like work, and how, you know, and when I'm not able to be at certain kids' events, it really gets me. I feel so like guilty, and I'm trying to really work on that. But I think when you're a mom and you're also trying to grow a company, you feel like you can't give 100% to either. If that, you know, so I think that has been the biggest struggle for me, is just trying to be 100% at both, but not feeling like you are actually able to do your best at both. But I'm trying to give myself grace and be like, you're doing fine. You're doing just fine. Your kids are fine. Like, totally. You know, and it's all about the village, and, you know, having grandparents around has really helped. But I think, you know, I personally think that's probably been the hardest thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, I tell myself my kids are going to see, you know, a hardworking mom that, you know, is really, totally. You know, figuring out her dreams and reaching her dreams. And hopefully that will make them, that I'll be a good role model for them one day. So
I started our company the day I got the first bottle on the shelf. I had my fourth child. So I totally get it. Starting a new company with young kids, I think once they start going into kindergarten, you have like a little bit more time to do things. But, you know, as they grow up, you're absolutely right. They see you as, you know, somebody who's doing it and who's actually doing incredible things for animals. I mean, who wouldn't want a mom that does that? I mean, that's absolutely so wonderful. So when you look back on advice for founders, like thinking about, you know, those really challenging times that you're thinking, I don't know if this is going to work or not. Why am I doing this anyway? Maybe I should just go stay being a vet and be a mom and not actually develop an entire company and potentially get it acquired. I mean, that's just such a daunting task. But like, what would you say is your best advice? Like, what does that voice need to be telling you if you're a founder thinking about, you know, to keep going? Like, what do you have to keep saying to yourself?
I think you just really have to remember the why. You know, why are you doing this? Not thinking about like, today is hard, because you're going to have so many days mm-hmm. that are hard and you want to throw in the towel and you're like, this is not worth it. You know, like so many things are going wrong. You have supply chain issues, you have, you know, e-commerce issues with your listings. There's just a lot of things that can go wrong. And I think if you remember why you're doing it, and for me, it was obviously helping pets to have a longer and healthier life. And really, you know, I became a vet because I wanted to help the pets in my clinic. But now I can actually reach more pets this way by getting into more homes and really benefiting their lives. And so just go back to why are you doing this? And it just stay really true to yourself. And, you know, you obviously have to know your competitors and know what's going on around you. But I really kind of stuck and like focused. I focused on what I was doing. I didn't let like loud noise get to me. And so, because if you keep looking around, you know, if you care too much about what others are saying or doing, you know, it's going to get to you. So you really just have to stay focused and just focus on the why and just keep going. And I think, you know, people are going to be able to see if, you know, how authentic you are to your story and how much you're truly passionate about something, and good things will come your way if you just continue to work hard, keep your head down, just keep going and stay true to yourself, and it will be okay.
I love that advice. So Dr. Michelle Dulake, who is the founder and CEO of Farah Pets, thank you so much. And I'm such a huge fan. The products are amazing. Everyone needs to try them. So thank you again, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.